You're recording.
All right, we are back in open session on section number 5, reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. The first one is number 1, board may review, discuss, and take action on unlicensed practitioner case C2402 in regards to Danielle Hinch.
So this is the dog groomer that stated that she was doing it for her rescue and other rescues, but the flyer doesn't say that. The flyer looks like it's just dog grooming in general.
Right.
And it does list vaccines. And I would say if she was employed by a rescue and she's doing it for her rescue, that's different than if she's doing it for another rescue.
Right.
Indeed, it does list vaccines.
Well, and did she get paid for it?
She said to the other rescues she does it free of charge.
Yeah, totally. So,
but I don't know based on that flyer, but a groomer doesn't say that it's limited to just rescues.
Not at all. Yeah.
Well, obviously we received this one last year as well.
Trust the groomer.
Well, I mean, is this something where we want to send her a letter, make sure she's practicing in the accordance of the law?
She
because
probably needs
it's
to a little more forceful language.
Right, but again, I mean, it's a little because rescue dogs that are hers, you know.
Yeah, I think she's asking for guidance that maybe she didn't understand the law that well, but
But she's supposed to hire her own legal counsel for that, not us.
Right, no, I understand, yeah.
Our guidance is don't be on our radar.
Has she gotten the education letter the first time around?
I don't know. She didn't say that she did or didn't receive it.
You could send that again.
It does say the board voted to close the matter and send Ms. Hinch an educational letter.
Yeah, but we had sent it, but she didn't say if she received it or not, so I'm not.
Yeah.
There was no response? After the educational letter? No.
One of the things we could do is just, do we still have a copy of the letter we sent? We could just resend it.
Okay. I think we can.
Pardon?
I believe we should. Yeah, we have a file.
Okay.
So we need to vote on that?
I know, I was going to say so moved,
but staff to resend the letter.
Let's turn that into a motion.
Okay.
Would you be closing the case at the same time? Thank you.
Okay, send a motion.
Thanks for answering for me. Because I was going to think about it before I said, yes, I'm going to close the case.
Okay, so please resend.
So my motion would be to close the case and resend the letter.
Yes.
Second.
Thank you.
The motion and a second to close the case and resend our educational letter.
We wouldn't
to
want to send the letter if we didn't close the case.
Okay, there's no further discussion.
When did we report this one to the Attorney General like we do all the others?
Well, normally we
refer
a letter first.
Well, we did do a letter.
Yeah, we did do a letter. We don't know exactly what happened. The social media is still the same, so.
Send the letter again and hope it doesn't come up again in 24.
Again, ideally you have a pet, you've got some
better things. I mean, if we can send it to the county.
I'm not saying
you know they're not going to do anything.
I know, I'm just trying to get consistent because yeah.
But we should be consistent. We should send it to Saul. Do we vote yet or no?
No.
No.
So we haven't voted yet. I'll amend that to also notify
law enforcement.
Maricopa County Attorney and the Attorney General Office of our C case that we closed.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
I don't know what they're going
to
do with that.
No, they're not going to do anything.
Well, where are we standing?
Well, that's my thing.
Because we're doing our job, they're failing theirs.
Right.
I feel like we should just stop sending them, but that doesn't feel good either when we're just here to protect the public and she's doing this to the public. Like, I don't.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion passes. Number two, board may review, discuss, and take action on reportable charge submitted by Gabriel Cox, DVM. Mr. Lowe, you are the lead.
Have staff request the update us on the disposition of the charge. Keep us updated and give us a final disposition of the charges.
Do you want a certain frequency of updates?
90 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so we don't, really, we're not taking, that was just directing staff, okay. All right, now we are on number four. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspections. A, P0121, Santa's Pet Clinic. Hugo Santavagna is DVM. Mr. Lowe, you're the lead.
I move we open a case.
Okay.
Santa's Pet Clinic.
All righty, so have a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second to open a case on Santa's Pet Clinic. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. B, P0663, Bear Canyon Pet Clinic. Lynn Van Irvin, DVM, Victoria.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Todd and I conducted this inspection at Bear Canyon. It was what we call a random inspection. It's been a while since we've been there. There were multiple potential violations. Most concerning were it seemed like drug logs had not been kept up and were hastily put together once they found out we were having an inspection. And questionable surgical packs, like bloody, stained, heavily rusty surgical pack wraps, which made me question sterility and cleanliness throughout the hospital. So I would just recommend that the board direct us to conduct a follow-up inspection within the next year.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to revisit. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Last one, R3832, Western Animal Hospital, Caitlin Petkew, DVM, Annalise.
So Todd and I completed a random premise inspection at Western Animal Hospital because the last inspection was a self-inspection. So when we went, I guess there was a couple concerns we had. The controlled substances weren't secured. They had Tramadol and three different strengths of phenobarbital sitting on a bookshelf. He also didn't think they needed to log said drugs, as he didn't realize that they were controlled substances. There was some minor records keeping things, but also surgical sterility is kind of on my radar too. The autoclave was rusty inside and they didn't have an indicator strip on the inside, but also the outside tape didn't fully turn black like it should. So I don't even know if their packs are reaching to an adequate temp. So I recommend we re-inspect within the next year.
So moved.
Okay.
Motion and a second to revisit Western Animal Hospital as well.
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And under premise inspections, there were, in Annalise's report, there were four clinics that had no potential violations, and I think should be commended. Is that okay to, since it's under premise inspections?
Sure, and I just noticed that we had so many, I felt like it had been a while since I had seen that many inspections that were able to be done too. So I mean, I was like, wow, we are really rocking now. So, getting caught up or whatnot. So commending staff for.
Yes, for catching up.
Yeah.
But to commend Higley Point Veterinary Services, Pinnacle Peak Animal Hospital, Home Care Vet Services, and Doc Carla for having perfect inspections.
I thought there was like six or eight that had.
No. Several that just had a couple though. I mean, that's still pretty good. Okay, number five, board may review, discuss, and take action on International Council for Veterinary Assessments 2023 annual report for licensing boards.
This is just an informational item.
Riveting read.
Okay. Nothing more on that then. Moving on to number six, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary technician applications. Jennifer Rensink, this was in your supplement one, and Mr. Loheed, you were the lead on it.
I move we approve her application.
Okay. Motion to approve. I just want to add that her story was really kind of sad,
yes,
to read her life story. And she, you know, gave us a lot of detail, and I, you know, certainly wasn't required to that extent, but I commend her for sharing that. And I wish her the best. So
her record's been expunged.
Yes, so don't, yeah. Okay, so motion, and there was a second, right? No, I don't think there
second.
Was. Motion and a second to approve her vet tech application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, motion passes. Now we are on number seven. Board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary applications. And this is for Nancy Thomas, DVM. That's in your supplement one. This is another one where, if I'm remembering, it's an expunged record, and not.
And it's almost 10 years old.
Yeah, so.
I move we approve.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve her application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, motion passes. Board may review, discuss, and take action on update from William Sean Penn, DVM, not to be confused with actor Sean Penn. Again, in supplement one, and again, Mr. Loheed, you are the lead.
I would ask staff to communicate with him to please report back again in another 90 days.
Okay.
And update.
Yeah. Sounds good. Next up is board may review, discuss, and take action on report from attendees of the American Association of Veterinary State Boards annual meeting. I will jump in. There was so much we went over, and every time I go to this conference, you know, being the non-vet, I think, you know, what am I going to hear or stand to gain? But I always find it's kind of fascinating. So I'm going to throw out the most random little tidbits that I just kind of stuck out to me in not any particular order. I'm a little nervous to say a couple of them because I feel like we could get into a discussion and go down a rabbit hole. But one of the things they did mention is that New York is the first state to have a lawsuit brought forth regarding telemed. I don't think it's gone anywhere yet. And so we always, at the end of this conference, is always where they go over all of the cases across the country that could be pertinent in our field. The ones they talked about this time, I don't even feel like none of them were even related to vet medicine. But that would be just an interesting one, obviously, to follow and see where that ends up. Let's see. There were 51 delegates present. And again, this is a one that has Canadian, you know, Canada is there, but gosh, there was a guy from Italy there, New Zealand, England, you know, it's a really interesting group of folks that come together. What was the other thing I wanted to? Mental health. Again, I don't have to tell you guys in the field, but that just continues to be, you know, a really big issue for vets and vet techs in the field. Changing technology, talking about AI. Again, another one where we could really go down a rabbit hole here. This one was fascinating. The guy that gave the presentation, he was really good. I think you were there for that one. And I think what was, you know, interesting about his talk, so he brought up some condition that does this is real, but like doesn't really exist. And like 99% of vets have never seen it. What I don't remember what his example was.
It was like a sterile discospondylitis, yes, or something. And he's like, it doesn't exist. He's like, has anyone ever seen this? Like, because it's always sterile or I might have those backwards. But he's like, it doesn't exist. This does not exist. And it was like a friend of his that's a radiologist, and
yeah,
they started this thing amongst community of radiologists and said, has anyone ever heard of this? And they were all like, no. So one of the guys took it upon himself to go to the
ChatGPT thing, you know, whatever.
And the first answer they got was like, yes, this is the condition. And he said, but I've never heard of that. Can you send me articles on this? And then they sent him articles on this. And then he looked at the names, and they were real names and real universities, but they didn't match up exactly. And he's like, I don't think these are real. And so then he tried to find the articles, and he couldn't find them. So then he goes back and says, I can't find those. Can you send them to me? So then he gets the whole summary. And then he goes, no, I still don't have them. And then the thing was, I want to call it a bot, but it's not really a bot. What is AI or whatever? And the guy, the response was, oh, I must have made a mistake. And then he asked it again in another way, and he got a different answer.
But they were all incorrect, and all these journals did not actually exist. But again, even to a professional, they would look.
But they were real names.
Right.
Like real names, JABMA, like real.
But it was all.
But there was no existence.
It was all fake. And
so. AI misinformation.
It, you know, so we talked about, I put, who will guard the guards themselves? And so they just talked about how, when it pertains, you know, like in a case where maybe a vet is using AI and then they end up euthanizing a pet, you know, how because of this false information that AI, and I'm sure Mark, you've seen it, I've heard examples in your field too of, you know, attorneys using AI in their arguments only to find out that it wasn't, you know, that they're not getting accurate information. And so it's really, I mean, you know, people talk about how scared they're, you know, they might feel about telemed, but you talk about using computers that, you know, is just kind of.
We've seen that in the radiology.
Yes, well, that's a particular, yeah.
Is the one doing it. But then Veterinary Innovation Council, which occurred 2 weeks ago, last week, they had a whole presentation on it, and there were key things that in order to use it, because it will be part of the profession, but they were like, you have to ask the same question 3 times to see if you get the same answer. You have to know enough about the subject to know if it's legit or not.
Right.
Like,
how do we know if it's behaving appropriately?
Yeah, like, it was all these different things, but I was like, that's not what the general public's going to do. They're not going to do that.
Right.
So then they're going to be getting this information.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I know, you kind of left like, oh, yikes. But, and then again, the guy, maybe this doesn't apply to us, is so much, but the guy from Italy was talking about particularly the food industry and, you know, auditing, you know, going on to big cattle farms and how they just don't have enough people to do all of that kind of work. And so they're using new technologies again, talking like the Google Glass things that you could wear where I could send them out to the person instead of doing an inspection in person. Using, you know, these Google glasses where, you know, you follow it. And there were some pros and cons, like some of it was, you know, could save time, of course, if you are a person that's driving to Casa Grande or something, you know, instead of doing that, you know, however it works, you know, they're wearing the glasses, you're watching, and then you're going through, you know, everything together. But it was just, I guess, I don't know why this particular guy in Italy was the test subject for several of these different, you know, types of technologies from Google Glass. I don't remember the names of some of the other ones. But then using things like drones, I mean, all of the above. So again, it's kind of exciting and scary at the same time, using some of these technologies as we
move forward. How would we use a drone?
What's that?
How would we use a drone?
I think the drone
maybe
was maybe,
health?
What's
health?
That? Yeah, it was health. More, it was more for that. Again, yeah, I'm not sure we wouldn't be using a drone to go and inspect a practice, but what's that?
Applications on range animals, you can check a water tank in 5 minutes versus
the half trip.
To drive part way, get your horse out of the trailer, and ride the rest of the way to go see if that tank's working or not.
Yeah.
I just had a drone from an insurance company tell me my roof needed to be replaced.
Oh.
That was in May. It has been replaced in February.
Was it your insurance company or somebody else?
No, it was mine. They said, we're canceling you because your roof is horrible. And I sent them an invoice. That wasn't good enough. And then we called them and they said, sorry, it is what it is.
Wow.
And I mean, I was there. They did it. I paid for it, man. The tar was coming down everywhere. I mean, it was And they said, no, three people review this, plus our drone. Okay.
Was it a flat roof or?
Flat roof.
Okay.
They wanted to cancel the policy is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to deal with flat roofs, yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the only last thing I would say that this was the beginning of the conference, the AVMA actually made a statement saying that they don't believe there's a vet shortage. I don't know if you remember that. I was super awkward because the rest of the crowd was like, wait,
they've
what?
They've been saying that all along.
So everybody else, though, came out, and again, this is the other countries that were there, New Zealand, Canada, they're all experiencing, the vet shortage as well. So I don't know where.
Well, and the AVMA, the report that most recently came out said like been 10 or 11 new schools that are in process of being approved.
By their COE?
It's gonna fix about 10% of the shortage. So it's like, it's not even close, and AVMA is like, this is how we're gonna fix it. And, oh, by the way, veterinarians need to be more efficient. So,
oh right. My gosh.
Just so you know, you're not efficient enough. Because,
oh my gosh.
I was like, maybe they look at, because again, I wrote down a 33% increase in NAVLE test takers, so I guess maybe that's where they're saying, oh, but there's more people taking.
But there was a higher failure rate.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
You've got 5 attempts to pass the NAVLE. Was that a change? Because why did I write that down?
That was one of the legal cases that was presented. It wasn't based off veterinary medicine. It was another field that only allows you to have a certain number of times to take the test. And
like the bar exam?
They're fighting it now that you should have unlimited ability to take the test.
Okay.
I don't know what that specific is.
So again, those are just kind of my highlights. I could, go on and on, but those were the parts I thought were kind of different and interesting.
You rounded the rabbit hole.
I know, right? Let's talk about it. At least we do that at the end of the day when it's 3:30, everyone's like, no, let's move on. So again, the Dr. Wright's I think of the words right now, but they all passed. Yeah, so we weren't doing, California had some silly objections because they felt like they weren't noticed in time. So that was kind of interesting.
He says he wants to run for
for the board.
So we need to remember that for next year and hold him accountable to what he said. He has to run before he's off this board though, or else he can't run.
Yeah, that's right. So. All right, next up is number 10, the Assistant Attorney General Report. The 2023 legislative updates is in your supplement one. Mark, you had anything to add on that?
I'm more than happy to answer any questions. it's pretty brief. As I think everybody's aware, there were about 1,600 bills this session that were introduced. But only a few actually made it to the governor's office. I think there were about 350, and of those she signed about half of those, or not quite half, about 200. There are four outside of the bills that directly relate to the practice of veterinary medicine. There were four bills of note that I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention. Some of them apply directly, some of them maybe things down the road. There was a bill affecting the number of health professionals, not veterinarians at this point, that is just consistent with what kind of information is going to be available online through various state resources. And we currently have a statute that in essence, safeguards personal information of our professionals. Especially if it's their personal residence, which is of their address of record. This is just other areas of state service. It applies to doctors, dentists, doctors, nurses, osteopaths, psychologists, behavioral health professionals, and PAs. I don't know if anybody has any questions. The next is the open meeting law. There were some revisions. In essence, we need to make sure that we can accommodate people that want to attend the meetings, and we have to make that notice in the agenda and make the agenda available. again, something happened, I think, with the Department of Corrections, and I think it was either a parole hearing, or it could have been, pardon? Yeah, but they didn't anticipate the number of people, and there were challenges to it, and as a result, there's this law that now all public bodies need to make sure that they can accommodate the attendance. Health professionals licensing revocations, this does apply to us. There's a new law that says that we've got to report to DHS all revocations. DHS is going to provide us with some guidance on what that means. The interesting thing here is it goes all the way back to July of 2019.
And that does apply to us?
It does, yeah, yeah.
Mark, do you know if that DHS's compounded information, collected information from everyone, is going to be available to the public?
I'm not sure what they're using.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know this database that the law requires. I don't know who's going to have access, who's going to be able to search it. And then the powers of the Auditor General. Basically, you know, every once in a while, we have the pleasure of being audited. And this just gives them, it kind of expands their abilities to inquire into the business of the board by interviewing staff and basically having, you know, more access to the agency than they might have. I always thought they could interview staff, but.
Mark, another question. Does this include board members?
It specifically doesn't address board members, but I don't think it, I mean, they already attend board meetings.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Overtly, or do we know they're here?
No, they're, yeah, I guess they could, but when we're on, we know they're, and they're invited to our executive sessions. I mean, they're basically, you know, our members of the team.
Next year.
Okay, thank you, Mark. So now on the number 11, board may review, discuss, and take action on meeting with Senator John Kavanaugh regarding proposed legislative bill impacting the agency. This was just put on last night, and there really wasn't anything, or we just added it. I don't think there was actually anything that Victoria put on there, or did you put the?
There's no doubt.
Okay.
I apologize. The bill that Senator's staff had provided to me, but I believe it was just the bill that he introduced last
time, because it's different. So we were asked to come to a meeting with Senator Kavanaugh and some other individuals. We met with them yesterday, and Dr. Nosley was there, myself, and Victoria. It was nice to be included in something in the beginning, which was the intention. This was a bill that was, you know, he proposed last year, and it didn't go anywhere. And so I always appreciate when we can participate in the beginning. And in this particular one, he wants to add two individuals to our board. The kind of the most important one in their mind is this idea of this rotating specialist. We're kind of bouncing back ideas on what exactly that meant, because that, you know, my thought initially, as we all discussed, was to, so does that mean that then there is a cardiologist who is appointed by the governor that serves for a year, 4 years, whatever, and then it goes to a different, you know, a different specialty, a surgeon. But in their mind, it was like, this person was going to be appointed, but it was going to be like this pool of people that we could pick from, depending on whether that case, the whole idea is that in the event that we get a case, you know, that needs the specialist, the surgeon, the cardiologist, the dermatologist, the ophthalmologist, we would have those people, right? So that's their vision, and of course we said that there might be some issues from a legal standpoint as far as just having these like different persons on hand and to use. So then they discussed maybe if they weren't needed that month, or you know, we would, another member would get that month off while they would come in instead and lend their expertise.
So I think that still obviously needs a little bit of work on their end and kind of where, you know, we did some research prior to the meeting, and just so everyone's aware, from what we came up with, there's within the entire 7 million plus state of Arizona population, there's less than 200 specialists in veterinary medicine. And some of those could be double boarded, so it could be even less than that. And these are across the entire state. And so, you know, it might sound great in a perfect world that we would have this pool in which, you know, to grab people, but it would probably be really tricky to, in fact, get all these different people. We did mention that we always have the ability, if we needed said expert on something, to bring them in. One of the biggest issues was kind of discussing, though, that a specialist, and you can probably speak to this better than I can, you know, their standard of care is just different than what a general practitioner is. And we were trying to kind of help them understand that at the end of the day, even if we had this specialist and they would do this, our statutes and rules say that this is the requirement, and we can't, you know, and we express that that's still one vote out of however many we end up on, 9-10 people on the board. And so so that was their main request, I think, is that person. In the language of the bill we had, it also mentions a person from a humane society, but I think they're kind of pulling back on that one. And because I wanted to understand, did that mean, you know, a national person? And then what defines a humane society? Do you include, you know, Maricopa Animal?
Yeah. Right? Haven't we had that since I've been on?
I think the way it was left was that they do maybe still want another public member, just a general
animal
public.
Rescue? Were they referring to animal rescues or something?
No.
They weren't really,
exactly.
I don't think they were really sure, but again, they decided that I think they really are moving away from the very specific humane society, and it was just going to be another public member. And so a lot of other things were discussed that I'm not going to get into today. But I think at the end of it, we kind of left it with them as to, you know, again, we discuss these things and review them amongst the board, but we are not policymakers, and we can comment, but it is not within our purview to guide.
Who is there besides Kevin?
Four other individuals from, and are they kind of like a group
previous
called?
Previous complainants.
Yeah, previous complainants. They call themselves, I think, Pets Vets.
What is the name?
I didn't.
Just trying to think. It's a veterinary.
Better Vets.
Is that the same group that did the investigation on each of us?
I think that they're somehow related, yeah.
So anyway, so
not
I think, I'm not really sure.
That's not agenda?
Should we go to the...
Okay, yeah, that too, okay. I forgot about that.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Victoria? Or
This may be something, since it seems like this for sure, this bill is going to be introduced, if the board wants to direct me to contact the governor's office to inform that this is coming and just for us to share thoughts about the proposed bill.
Sure. Yes. I would direct staff, Victoria, to have you contact the governor's office and just kind of keep them
apprised,
and then keep us in the loop and kind of see where this ends up. Is there anything else to add?
No, it's
okay. All right. Now on to the executive director report for new legislation effective October 30th. And Victoria, if you want to go through.
Sure.
Those ones are all not anything new.
Sure. I'm going to list these all off together. So number one, SB 1053, veterinary medicine, electronic means. Two is SB 1194, state veterinarian, certified rabies vaccinator. Three, SB 1401, animal acupuncture certification requirements. And SB 1068, police dogs emergency treatment. So over time, the board has discussed these with possibly, I'm not sure we ever did discuss the police dog one, because I only actually became aware of that one within the past month or so. But that does modify the Veterinary Practice Act. which is just excluding emergency medical technicians and physicians who are performing emergency medicine on police dogs.
It excludes them from having to abide by this.
By the practice, so that basically.
They'll be an unlicensed practitioner.
In an emergency situation, that they're.
Throw them in the back of an ambulance.
Not that this board would have ever gone after these people, but now it's, you know, it's official.
Yes.
Apparently, so that they can. So my intention today was not to go over these specifically, other than to tell you that, yes, we've already started getting calls about telemedicine, and as I feared, people from all over the country thinks that it means it's free-for-all. And so I'm not sure how to get at, you know, educating the entire country that it's not a free-for-all with telemedicine, but I think that's going to be a fight that we fight for a very long time, to just educate people on that this was a very limited bill that just in general expanded the definition of a VCPR to include the use in certain circumstances, the audiovisual means. So, you know, we certainly want to educate people that they really read this bill and the specifics related to it.
If they have any questions,
yes.
Call Representative Senator T.J. Schultz and ask them about it.
Yes, because I can't interpret it, right? So I can't give them a whole lot of information is the unfortunate part, because we always want to be helpful, but there's not much more to tell.
Basically, somebody providing telemedicine either has to be a licensed veterinarian in Arizona, or have a permit. They live in an adjacent state, neighboring state, within 25 miles of the state line, and have gotten a special permit, correct?
There's only, I think, three of those people.
Yeah, other than that, so I think corporations that have tended to use veterinarians from across the country need to be aware of that.
And so then just other comments about these other ones, certified rabies vaccinator. The bill does require the state veterinarian's office to promulgate rules related to that. I believe they've started on that effort. The animal acupuncture was also assumed that rules were going to be written by the acupuncture board. So I'll be following up with them to determine, you know, if there's any from this board that needs to occur related to that. And any questions at all? That's all I have. Thank you.
We haven't heard any, obviously, other than the bill from Dr. or from Senator Kavanaugh. Don't know of anything else that's going to pop up this session that'll be on our radar.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's more telemedicine.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, we are on section number 6 now, review and approval of the minutes. We've got the September 20th, 2023 regular session minutes, and noting that Dr. Nosley is abstained.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the September 2023 regular session minutes.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Madam Chair, I move.
Go.
Approval of September 20th, 2023 executive session minutes.
And again, Dr. Nosley is abstained. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right, on to number 7, the consent agreement. The board may discuss, consider, and take action on the listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member. Who wants to do that?
Madam Chair, I move we remove items A1, A9, A13, A31, A32, and B2 from the consent agenda.
Okay, Second. So we're approving, sorry, just to say, you are approving the consent agreement agenda, removing those items, right?
Okay.
And we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move we vote to approve the pending inspection compliance A1, A9, and A13.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
I move that we approve pending compliance A31 and A32.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. And lastly.
And which was B2? Oh, that was, okay. Madam Chair, I move we remove from the consent agenda and discuss separately item B2.
All right. Excuse me. Was that?
It was already removed, so.
We already discussed it, didn't we?
I already discussed it. We had already removed.
Okay.
And after discussion.
So it's part of the discussion of B2.
Okay.
Todd and I conducted inspection of Sun City West Animal Hospital. There were multiple potential violations. The most concerning were very serious problems with the controlled drug logs. At least by looking at the logs, it appeared that more than one drug was missing, at least a paper. So I recommend that the board direct board staff to conduct a follow-up inspection as well as refer this to the DEA.
So, second.
Okay. Motion and a second to refer, for a follow-up and then to refer it to the DEA. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. We are now on the summary of current events. This is the time.
Before we get that far, we never went back to.
Oh, sorry.
2410.
Oh, yes. Mark, you can't get out of it, yeah. Okay.
So I think what we may want to consider is making a motion to find her in violation of 2232-18 as it relates to R311-401 and remanding to formal hearing.
Okay.
311-401?
401, yeah, that's the requirements for CE on renewing of a license.
And refer for formal?
I think so. I mean, she's not like engaged anymore. If she does, we can always bring it back to the board.
401A?
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Or you could just say 401.
Okay. All right, so moved.
Second.
Okay.
Correct mine.
We have a motion and a second to find a violation and move to informal. And this is again on number 142410, regards to Lindsay Burenbach, DVM.
Yeah, I think we need to a formal as opposed to an informal.
Sorry, formal, not informal.
Formal, oh.
Yep.
Okay.
So, hang on, so we never got, we found the findings of fact, right? But we never got around, we redid the violations.
Yeah.
So we're just doing the violations right now, right? Because then we get to ask for priors.
Well, no, because we haven't found yet. This is just referring it to formal hearing.
Okay.
If at the hearing you find.
Okay, so I'm revising my whole thing. Okay. Can we suspend it and put it down in formal hearing?
No.
Okay.
Just remand it to formal hearing.
All right, so the motion is ARS 3222.
3218 as it relates.
2218.
As it relates.
As it relates to R311-401.
Thank you.
And move to an informal?
Formal.
Formal. And that's it?
That's it.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Or do we need to roll call for that?
Oh.
For that.
No.
Okay, we're just moving, okay. Okay, so back to. Summary of current event. This is time for the board chair, any member of the board or the executive director to give a brief summary on current events that affect the board. It is informational only and no discussion may occur.
National Veterans Recognition Week.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Social media.
Happy National Veterans Recognition Week.
Oh, thank you too.
Thank you for sharing that. Okay, and now the call to the public. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on any public comment matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes to do so pursuant to ARS 3843431.02H. The board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion at a later date. no one here and nobody to call on the phone.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Future meeting date. So our next one is Wednesday, November 15th. We will be still here in Boardroom B, looks like. And that's it. And then do I have a motion
move
to adjourn?
Move to adjourn, ma'am.
Okay.
Second.
A second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. I know that was a lot, and there was some really heavy lifting for some of you, so thank you.